It's True Life Not Doritos, the top podcast among your favorite people out there. That sentence doesn't make sense, but let me tell you something. Today we've got Josh, Jack, and myself, Beeline, and we're going to explore a whole bunch of topics in the world of art, religion, and technology. I don't know if we're talking about movies, but hey, we'll get to it. Also, just want to let you guys know, the show should be available soon on Google Play Music. I submitted it. They said it's live. I tried to get to it from my phone. I don't see it, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
So, Josh, what going on in your life here?
Oh, I was going to say that this Thursday there should be a live show, but there's a big snowstorm tomorrow night through Wednesday. So the show still should be happening, but it might just be you and I, which is fine. But possible live show Thursday.
Yes. We're going to live stream it? What's our plan here?
Well, I mean, if we do that, then it's going to be a pain to, you know, you got to bring all these wires and stuff, and I don't think so. I mean, it just seems better just to use the old voice recorder. Because
you mean in person?
What's that?
By live, you mean in person.
Yeah.
Right.
But I thought you meant live. When you said live streaming, I thought you meant like try to do what we did last time and you bring the laptop and everything.
Yeah, with my mixing board that I spilled water on, it's probably not going to work out too well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, once again, we could try that. We could give it a try some other time with that, but I was thinking about just bringing the voice recorder and just doing it the old simple way, the old JoshCast way, you know?
Get Mike, the bartender, as the third mic.
Yeah, why not? I mean, he knows a little bit about comedy, but, you know, instead of just sitting there trying to spend a half an hour trying to get the audio right, you know?
Does Bill Miller, by the way, does he listen to this show?
Does he listen to this show?
Yes.
I don't know if he listens back to it.
Not Bill Miller. Will Fitz.
Oh, Will Fitz. I don't know if he... I don't think he does, because he's a really busy guy. He's going to quit his job this month, but I don't think he does. No.
No.
Why?
Well, because I was wondering if he had listened to last week, where we kind of talked about how frustrated we were with him, and if he had sent you any emails saying, I'm not even going to try to do an impression of him, but expressing his frustration. You said one time that he was frustrated with you for saying that he was an improv comic or something like that. Do you remember that?
I don't know. I think I did say something like that. I forgot what the situation was.
It was something like you mentioned that he was an improv comedian and he took that personally as if it were an insult of some kind.
Oh yeah, I think I did. I said, cause you're, I don't think he was really offended, but I think, that might've been you actually. Didn't you get upset when I said that?
I think I jokingly said that.
No, I think you were. I said you're an improv guy.
I like to make fun of improv comedy. Although I think there are a few people out there. It's like finding a unicorn. There's like five improv comics out there that are good.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if people...
The founding members of the UCB and the fifth one is Will Fitz.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, so why don't we start the Oh Jesus? Oh Jesus. Here we are again, our spiritual religious podcast, Christianity and Other Religions, Josh Jack. Beeline here once again to talk things out. Little bit of comedy, little bit of insight. Two guys who are not really religious. I wouldn't say exploring religion. More of just trying to understand religion. Why is it such a big part of people's lives? And I thought about this a while ago, many years ago. I remember I think my mom said to me, every once in a while she'll say, "You gotta have kids." I don't know why. She's already a grandmother. My sister has kids. But she's like, "What's that?"
She's pressuring you.
No, she doesn't pressure me, but every once in a while she'll say, you should have kids someday or something." And I'm thinking, life's just, to me, all about pain and stress. Like, there's not many happy moments I can think of in my life. Like, happiness is only like a little sprinkle here and there. And I know some people say that, their happiest moment in life is when their child's born. So maybe that's something that I guess you won't understand until you're in that moment when you see your girlfriend's slit being wide open by this baby. But I was thinking, like, it just seems like life is just a lot of stress and agony and sadness and pain, and it's like, why bring more people into this shit?
That's interesting. So, did you tell your mom, first of all, that you've given up on sex? So, can't
Well,
exactly make a child. That was just a reference to the other podcast.
yes.
But I'm curious. So, do you think that religious people are, in general, tend to be happier people because of religion, or do they seem not to be in your encounters?
Well, if they're not happy, they're pretending they're happy, or they seem like it, because they're always like, fucking saying, "I have God in my life," and people use God even when they argue with other people. Like, "I got God on my side, and God's with me, and you need God." So, I guess if they're not, then they're obviously pretending. Maybe that's what they think that God wants or life is supposed to be. It's like, "I got God, I got God, motherfucker." I don't think God would approve you bragging about him like that, like, "Oh, I got God and you don't." I thought we all had God, whether you wanted him or not.
Yeah, that's that whole, what would Jesus do? And, you see, if you really asked that question and you went by the interpretation of Jesus being sort of this free-spirited philosopher, a lot of the stuff that people do is not thing are not things Jesus would do. When I see somebody who doesn't have their shit together, who's religious, I think, well, what would you be like without religion? Would you be just like a monster? Or would you be happier? And there's no way to know, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about this whole 12-step thing, and addiction, the 12 steps of recovering from addiction, and one of the steps is about, well, the whole program is sort of about having God in your life, and they say higher power, but really, for the most part, I think they mean God, and it's like, I struggle with that whole idea, and I don't know if it's possible to do it without that, but also don't know if you could talk yourself into being religious. Do you think that you could talk yourself into being religious?
No, I
No.
mean, it's gone so much. It's like weed, I've gone so much of my life without it. Why start now?
Do you think weed would be the gateway drug to religion?
It could be. I mean, I could maybe meet somebody who's religious and use them for their weed and then get high and just, talk about religion. Somebody who needs their problems and stuff. That could be a gateway. That could be the gateway gate to heaven.
Oh, I like that. That's very good.
Yeah.
So that whole idea of, did you have more to say on the topic of life being generally unhappy and bringing a kid into this world?
No, I was just going to say that, well, because nobody knows the meaning of life, but it seems like the meaning of life is to have kids in the sense that, to keep life going on this planet, we need to keep procreating and multiply. But we already have done that. Like I said, like I you know what the funny thing is to my parents every once in a while, because I live with my parents, I'm a loser, and I'd be in a car with them. And once again, my mom would bring it up once in a while. She goes, make me some grandbabies or something like that, or something. And then I'll say, you know, it says in the Bible that God's against you having children because, it's a sin to have kids. And my mom's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Where'd you read that shit at? I'm like, well, it says in the Bible that, it's a sin to have kids because if you have kids, they're going to die someday. So you're pretty much bringing kids in this world to die. And she's like, what kind of Jehovah fucking nigger shit are you reading? You hanging out with those fucking Muslims. It does not say that in there. I was like, well, you don't go to church and stuff like that. And she's like, I don't need to go to church to believe in God. I was like, yeah, but everybody else, why is everybody else there? And my mom
So
acts
you
like,
tried to pull a fake religious quote out.
yeah. But it was up to me. I would try to convince people to not have kids. I would say that. I would go, you know, your kids are going to die someday. Why would you bring them into this world to die? Isn't that wrong? I mean, it's.
Does that t tend to stop people from wanting kids?
No, I mean, I think people are going to have kids. And it seems like nowadays, most people have kids by accident. It's not like the old days where people talk it out and go, hey, let's make a baby. It seems like it's just more, most people don't use protection and then. The chick gets knocked up, and some people are like, "Oh, I'm against abortion, so let's keep it, whatever." And they just go, "Okay, fuck it," and then just have kids. It's not like it's this planned thing where it's like, "Yeah, let's make a baby together. Let's do this." It's like an accident these days.
Now, in terms of abortion, what do you think everybody should get an abortion?
I mean, I don't think it should be. I mean, I know.
Just relation.
Religion says that you shouldn't. Religious people say they always use rape, as an example. They say, what happens if the woman gets raped? It doesn't matter. It's not the baby's fault. That's what they say. They go, it's not the baby's fault that the baby's father was a rapist and stuff like that. But it's like, yeah, I mean, I think it should be pro-choice. It's like, why not? I mean, especially if you don't want to take care of the thing. That's I think that's my theory of why people lock their kids in a hot car. They probably just said, "Fuck this! I had enough of this shit. I'm gonna go shopping, leave this fucking thing in a car for a little while, and come back and see an abortion omelet."
Yeah, it's so true. I wonder if anybody's ever brought that up. Like, okay, is it better to get rid of the child or raise a kid terribly that and make the kid suffer and then maybe eventually the kid dies? Like, I would love to hear the rational or the religious response to that.
And also, I feel bad. Like, I see junkies and they have kids, and it's a shame. Like, they're on crack or something, and then they have these skinny little crack babies, and it's just sad. It's like, they're already bringing a kid into the world who's going to be sick and going to be probably screwed up and probably either homeless or probably in the street or probably mental illness. It's like, a lot of people shouldn't have kids, It's just. And then there's people out there, it's a sick joke of life that some people out there who want to have kids who will be good parents, they don't have what it, like, the woman can't make kids because she has bad eggs or the husband maybe has lazy swimmers, And then these people who are poor, or these people who are fucked up, they can make the kids. And then they bring these fucking, like I said, crack babies or whatever into this world. And it's weird how that happens.
Yeah, you ever watch that movie, Idiocracy?
Is that what, Luke Wilson?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like where stupid people are breeding and all the smart people are holding off on having children.
Yeah, it definitely
It kind of
seems.
makes me think of that.
It definitely seems like that, and then when you, and then when you have a baby, it seems like you gotta pick a religion for it. Like you gotta, is it gonna be, Catholic? Is it gonna be Christian? What is it gonna be? You don't hear people say these days, "I'm gonna have an atheist baby."
Yeah, it's so weird because if you think about it, imagine if you raised a kid and said, I am going to make it so that my kid's favorite type of music is country music. And it's like you're not picking that, but so it's just by default what you're going to live your life as. It doesn't make any sense. And that's why I feel like good and bad things about, what is it called? Born again. It's like on the one hand, you screwed up your whole life, and that's why you're turning to religion. On the other hand, you're picking something later on that you weren't born with, so it's more authentic. I don't know. But I think that. Did you hear about Stephen Baldwin? I just found out about this yesterday. Stephen Baldwin, like, travels the world to teach people religion through skateboarding.
No.
Yeah, it's he has a film called Livin' It, and he at first I thought it was like a religious a skateboarding religion, but it says me see if it's a it's 700 Club's website. Extreme sp It's, fuck it. All right, I can't really.
Extreme religion, like
It says extreme for Jesus.
you have to put on a helmet and shit, before you dive in.
Yeah, you
I
got
imagine,
to.
I imagine him. I can't do his voice being like, "Okay, kids, make sure you put on your helmet because safety's first before we talk about God or something like that."
Then if a kid dies, he's like, it's okay, he's getting closer to God.
Yeah, didn't you say once on this show that you wanted to explore other religions and stuff? Have you checked out any other religions?
So, at one point, I was looking into, what is it, Taoism? I think that's what it's called. And it's very strange. It's kind of like Buddhism, but it's a little different. I just want to read, you know what? I want to read a little part of the. You ever heard of the Tao Te Ching?
No.
So it's their religious book. It's like their version of the Bible or the Quran. That's their book. I don't know if this is because it's translated, but the things that they say in the book are kind of confusing. So I just want to read a little bit of it.
Okay.
It says, "A good runner leaves no tracks. A good speaker makes no slips. A good planner doesn't have to scheme. The best lock has no bolt and no one can open it. The best knot uses no rope and no one can untie it. Thus, the master is always good at saving people and doesn't abandon anyone. Always good at conserving things and doesn't waste anything. This is known as following the light." Actually, the second part kind of makes sense, but the whole thing about the best lock has no bolt, but no one can open it, and the best knot uses no rope, and no one can untie it. Does that make any sense?
Could be about suicide. It sounds like a riddle.
Well, you know what? That's kind of what Zen, you know, like that. What is it? What's the sound of one hand clapping? And if a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Those are Zen koans, and they're kind of like riddles. So I guess this is sort of similar. But, you know, one of the interesting things about Taoism is part of, I don't know if it's like a rule, but one of the things they recommend for you to practice is not masturbating. And they believe that it conserves your life force energy. So basically, you're supposed to do the tantric thing. And yeah, see, you know what that is? Yeah, it's. So there's like actually a whole diagram of like, if you're this old, then you should wait this long between orgasms. And I guess if you're older, you're supposed to do it less often. It's very strange. Very strange.
Yeah, I saw a video about the NoFap thing a while ago, and they showed successful people who don't jerk off. And
Really?
I forgot one of the boxers who didn't do it. It was some famous boxer. He would never jerk off 30 days before a fight because he believed that it was just jerk off or have sex. because it
Did
would.
it were aggressive?
I think it was just more about energy. It just made it more, it's supposed to build up more testosterone and have more energy, stuff like that.
Does that seem legit?
I mean, it could be, like I said. I mean, I've done research about the whole no-fap thing and stuff, and the PUA thing. They're supposed to motivate you to get laid because, you get so horny and you go 30 days without and stuff. And I've done it before. I made it 5 months and 3 weeks without masturbating many years ago, and it was cool to do it. I could have went the whole year. I should have not stopped. It's cool to do that, but it got to the point where I didn't feel like a person anymore. Like, I felt I had no genitalia. Like, I wasn't getting boners anymore.
Burnt, I would think that they would be way more, way stronger, happen way more frequently.
No, because you control your sexual energy. So what that means is, you only get horny certain days, and certain days you don't feel horny at all. And it was fine, but it just got to a point. I was like, all right, I've done this, and I should have kept going. I should have went a whole year, but yeah, it's all right.
So you're saying that your drive actually goes away. You don't think about it.
No, you still think about it. It's just more of, you don't, like I said, some days you feel like you get these random boners and stuff, and in some days, they describe it as the blue balls feeling. Like, you feel like one of your nuts get real swollen, and it's not extremely painful, but it's like a tension. You feel it in your nuts, like, I gotta get laid. And then there's some days where it's the opposite, and you feel nothing down there at all. It feels like you jerked off already, like, you just feel like empty down there. So it's like that over and over. And I remember one time when I was doing this many years ago, I remember I had 2 or 3 weeks without jerking off or coming or whatever, and I was in this, I felt fine. I was in this bar, and this is back when I used to approach girls, and I tried to talk to this girl, and she, just rubbed her ass on my dick just to tease me, and then she moved away, and my balls hurt it, and they swell up, and I remember I put my head on the bar, and I was like, oh, and I couldn't even walk. I was walking down the street, and people were, laughing at me. It looked like I was, handicapped.
Because you were in so much pain.
Yeah, because it was just so, like, my balls were scraping against my leg. I had a rash when I got home. They were so filled, and it just hurt. So, there's
So
some
what did
days, some
you do?
days.
Wait for it to go away?
Well, I think that night I actually made it through the night. I mean, it was hard, but I just didn't beat off. I just kind of just rubbed it, my balls, and just went to sleep. It's amazing that the self-control. I mean, every guy thinks they can't do it, but everybody can do it if they want. It's just more of, we just have this need, like, oh, I don't want to. It just feels like something, it's just like let that poison out, Like, why hold that poison in?
So my question is, yeah, what is, okay, so some people are successful because they don't masturbate. Aren't there way more successful people that do?
Yeah, but I think it's more of that video was trying to say that there's benefits to it. Like, it's just about focus, I guess, instead of focus. Like, there was an episode of Seinfeld, I don't know if you've seen it, where George stops having sex and masturbating, and
Yes.
he gets really smart, and he's always like the scientist, and then he has sex again, and he becomes dumb. And then Elaine, when she stops having sex, she gets dumb, and she feels like she needs sex to be smart or something. That's what it's like to be a woman. So it's more like it's just about focus, I guess. Like, it's something. I don't know. I mean, I think you
Does
just.
that seem legitimate?
What's
Is there
that?
any truth to what they were portraying?
I mean, it had to be based on something, but it's just more of a. It's probably more about just focus. It's like, if you focus on nothing but just sex and your energy and you're beating off all day. Like, they say porn desensitizes you if you watch. It's true to me. For me, if you watch too much porn, you start to get like. Well, only for speak for myself, like, a little bit upset, because you're like, damn, I don't, especially if you don't get laid, you're like, oh. And then you're watching, it, everything's unrealistic, from the blowjobs to the wild sex to how easy the sex happens, and then you start to think that that's how it is, and it really isn't. And then when you go out to meet girls, you expect that to happen like that, and it doesn't. So I don't know if it makes you successful, but I think it's more about just. I think there's benefits to it as far as, like, it doesn't hurt to try it. And if you're a single guy, it's like, it's not, your dick's not gonna fall off or anything. It's like, just try it, Try to go 30 days or 15 days. What's that?
So apparently I'm reading here. It's on the Taoist subreddit. It says somebody said, "I heard from practicing that after 60 days of no ejaculation, your body begins to adjust and it becomes somewhat easier and you become slightly asexual." Does that sound true based on your experience? Have you ever gone 60 days?
Yeah, I told you I made it 5 months and three weeks.
I didn't realize it was that long. See, that's the problem with like listening and trying to pull up this thing here. Apparently, people get really frustrated on this subreddit because people several times a week on the Taoism page are asking about the masturbation thing. They're like, it's like the number one question people seem to have. So I'm going to learn more about the religion and maybe get back to you about it. I also have this book about Judaism, which is actually a book from my mom, but she's Catholic, so I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Well, I will say, well, I mean, as far as the no beating off thing goes, only one good thing about it is you do feel more rested when you go like when you're like your third or fourth day in. Even if you only get a few hours of sleep, you feel like if you it's like if you come and you get 6 hours of sleep, you feel more tired than if you get, let's say, 4 hours of sleep or 3 hours of sleep if you went a few if you've been a few days in without ejaculating. You definitely feel like you have more energy and stuff like that. So it definitely feels better as far as rest goes.
That's interesting. So, do you think that's why there's a lot of spiritual so-called people who are very touchy-feely because they're trying to get that energy out somehow without it being sexual?
I'm not sure. I mean, like I said, I don't know what it's like to be spiritual, so I don't know.
Speaking of just the whole sexual thing and religion, do you think it's wrong for a yoga teacher to say fake spiritual things to get laid?
By who? I mean, from
A
who?
yoga teacher to say that to their, what would you call them? Their students.
I don't, but how can I get them laid though, by saying something?
Well, I've heard it happens. Like, I feel like there's this connection from our past life, and the Kundalini is rising. How about we have a one-on-one session sometime? Things like that.
I mean, if it works, I don't see how it's wrong. I mean, if the person wants to bang them, then I guess it worked.
I gotta look into this other thing, by the way, about apparently in Saudi Arabia. They're saying that Bitcoin is against the rules of Islam. It seems very strange that they would have a rule about Islam or about Bitcoin in a text from thousands of years ago.
Well, I don't have anything. Do you have anything else for this episode?
I gotta get a clip of this maybe for next week. There's this church reverend who snorts coke and watches porn and smokes crack. And I'm thinking, like,
Nice.
it's pretty cool guy. Like, more about him. So yeah, that's about all I have for this week for the religion podcast, Oh Jesus. You can check us out, iTunes. Let me see. Possibly Google Play, Pocket Casts, and soon to be more. This is giving up. I'm sorry, I almost said giving up on sex.
Giving up on Jesus?
This is Oh Jesus with Josh Jack and B Lion. Email us at tlndshow@outlook.com and tell us what your religion is and do you believe or do you not believe? And have you ever lied to one of your yoga students? Please let us know. This has been Oh Jesus.
Now, do you have anything for tools talking tools? I don't have anything really for that. I mean,
So the only thing I really have that I was going to talk about with that is the fact that I've been working on this what's the word? There's this clog in my bathroom tub that I've been dealing with for a few days.
All right, let's we'll do that in the show. So that's all we have. If it's okay. Yeah, why don't you intro this?
Sure. This is Tools Talking Tools, and we're a couple of tools talking about tools. That's why we have that clever name. This is B Lion, and we've got Josh Jack on the show, and we're going to talk about this, the interesting things we've been doing, things we've been fixing around the house, and so on. So, like I was mentioning, well, you don't hear it if you're listening to Tools Talking Tools. Anyway, I've been dealing for the past two, almost 3 days now, with this clog in my bathroom tub, and I have no idea what the deal is with it. I've used Drano, I've used Mr. Plumber, and I've used Liquid Plumber. And I've used two different shower snakes, snakes, and then also, what else did I use? I used some hangers, and I got these horrible chemical burns on my hands trying to figure this out. Trying to do this, and it's like my girlfriend is telling me, why don't you just call your dad, or why don't we get a plumber? But there's this sense of pride I guess I have in trying to figure this out myself. But it's like, I don't know how many days I can continue to do this before I just give up.
If only it was a technology toilet. I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. But, so the toilet won't flush?
No, it's the shower.
Oh, shower.
Shower. So, it's like it'll go down slightly, but then the water will just stop, and then it'll stay there for a few hours. Or, there was a day where it just stayed there all night. And it's really frustrating. So, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I really don't want to, you know, because so many times I've tried to get my dad to just basically solve the problem, and it's, I don't know, it's good. I'm glad that he's willing to help with stuff, but, and maybe it's stupid, but I have this kind of pride thing now where I'm like, I want to figure this out. I want to do this myself. I want to prove to myself that I could do this.
I think with I think
these
that
crystals.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was just gonna say there's these. The next step might be to get these crystals, these drain opener crystals that you pour down there, and hopefully that'll solve the problem if I do that.
I think that they had a problem like this years ago, and I think my I don't know if this might work for you. I don't know, but out in the back of our house. You have an apartment, so maybe it's different, right? You have an apartment?
Yeah.
All right. Never mind. Well, I mean, well, my dad went in the back of the house, and there was, like, this drain thing, and he just opened it up, and it was clogged. And he just took all these sticks and shit out, and I don't know if that's...
Wait, so this was connected to your shower?
Probably wasn't. Maybe it wasn't. But I remember something. It was something like that. Something was clogged or broken. And my dad went in the back and he opened up this little thing in the ground, this little gate, and then he cleaned it out and something worked. I don't know if it was the shower or something.
See, I would have to have more information because I'm not really understanding how something in the back of your house would be connected to your shower.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure in
the...
some pipes are connected, but... I wish I could, I don't know, there's no great way to access the pipes in this place. It's, actually, you know what, that makes me think maybe the compartment, there's a compartment in my hallway I should take a look at, so maybe I'll do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a tool. Trying to use tools.
Have you ever used...
You know what the most frustrating thing...
What's that?
The most frustrating... About the most frustrating thing about this is it's one thing to know what the problem is and just not be able to fix it because you don't have the ability to do it. The part that frustrates me is I'm not even sure what the problem is. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to get through it. I'm using the right kind of stuff. All of these drain opener chemicals say that all you have to, that it's basically, if you follow the instructions and it doesn't work, then it's a money back guarantee. So I'm gonna try maybe get my money back, but feel like they're assuming that most people are gonna be too lazy to do that, including myself, probably.
Yeah, there's a money back guarantee. Does that make you feel like a cheap Jew or something? If you're like, hey, I tried this product and it doesn't work.
That's true, right? So it kind of makes me feel like I listened to another podcast by Jim Florentine, comedian. And I think you may have listened to it, and he talks about people who do Yelp reviews and how petty they are. And
Yeah.
whenever I want to leave feedback or make a minor return, I'm like, I think about how I sound like those people, and then it makes me not want to do it. But that's not really tool. That's just how I feel like a tool. How about yourself? Do you have any stories or things you're trying to, how about not even maybe things you're trying to repair right now, but are there, okay, so how was the, I remember you said you taped up your windows, right?
Yep.
So how is that working? Is that holding up, or is the cold air still going in?
A little bit of cold air still going in, but I got my portable heater to fix because I opened it and I cleaned the dust out. So I guess it doesn't matter. Now that I get it was because the heater, what the portable heater wasn't working. Because we have central heat, but the central heat it works down here, but it's not as good as it is upstairs. Like if you're in the basement, it's cold down here, and then when you go upstairs to the kitchen living room, it's warm. And if you go upstairs in my parents' room, it's warm. But because it's the basement, because there's a back door, and because there's like windows, and I try to tape everything up. Like this one big window, I have something covering it, and I taped up my windows, the back door, that thing. We taped that up. But there's still obviously some air coming in, so a little bit of air coming in somewhere. And it's not freezing cold, it's gotten better. But because I have my portable heater, it doesn't matter. At least as long as it's warm in my room so I can get to sleep, that's all that matters.
Now, do you have a French drain system in your basement where the ground doesn't meet the walls? There's a little gap.
No.
Okay. Is it a finished basement?
Yeah.
Okay. So it probably has insulation. I don't know. When I was, by the way, when I was fixing this stuff, Inam's mom was downstairs, and I feel like I was trying to sound smart. I'm like, yeah, I'm just trying to fix the drain lever here. The valves might be having some issues, and maybe there's some problems with the overflow. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to sound smart, but I think I just sound like a real douchebag who thinks he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the man instinct, the man stink you have inside of you, then you gotta prove, that you know something.
Yeah, it's weird. I've gone in reverse. Like, I didn't used to really care about that. But then when I hear about other people's dads being so critical of them, and plus I'm trying to, I guess, develop some level of independence, I've kind of gone in reverse and become more concerned about masculinity in terms of fixing things. I don't know. Do you see that as a good thing or a bad thing to encourage this male, I don't know if you call it ego or need to prove yourself?
I don't think there's anything wrong with encouraging it if it's actually trying to, if you're actually trying to better yourself. I guess if you're doing it to try to get approval of people, I guess it, I wouldn't say it's wrong, but maybe it's not for the right reason. But if you're actually doing it because you're like, you know what, I want to know how to do this. Like, you want to fix the drain because you want to fix it. And, if you only want to fix it to impress somebody, that's okay too, but because you got to fix it. But as far as me goes, I just feel like it's something I should not that I should be this super manly man, like I, you know, and I should know how to do everything, but you know, every once in a while I do think about it. But at the same time, I just wasn't raised that way. It's just different. Like, you watch all these old sitcoms in the 90s, like Home Improvement. You know, the kids were helping the dads fix the car. Like, you know, hand me that flashlight. My dad did that too. But it still was a different generation as it got older with video games and technology, where it's like just less like, all right, just go play with your little fag toys and I'll fix this. You know, it's still that way.
Yeah, my dad tried to teach me stuff. Like, he would try. He knew how to fix a lot of stuff, and he would try to teach me. And I might be saying stuff I said before, but I just had no interest. Like, he would try to show me how to change the oil in my car and stuff. And eventually, at this point, I figured it out. But for the longest time, I just kind of didn't want to learn at all. I feel like I'm repeating myself here. Do you have anything else for Tools Talking Tools?
No, but I just want to say, if anybody out there has a solution to your training problem, they should email the show.
Yeah, email the show sooner rather than later, because I don't think I'm going to, as much of a male ego as I have, I think I'm going to have to, if I don't figure this out in the next day or two, I'm going to have to get somebody to help me out with this.
You can email at tlndshow@outlook.com, and for any topics or anything else, or to have a solution to a problem like the shower drain problem, let us know and we'll read it. This has been Tools Talking Tools. Now, I was gonna say, oh yeah, so the last episode we did last Thursday, I made a YouTube video. And for some reason, it's so weird. YouTube, I don't know if they blocked it. Like, it's so weird. Like, when I try to upload it, it says, I try to upload it in all three browsers, Firefox, Internet Explorer, and Google Chrome, on my account. And it says that the server won't upload the files. So I did some research, and it says that you have to go in Google Chrome incognito mode. And I did that, and it still won't let me upload. I made a response video to YouTube taking down my So Many Black Girls podcasts. And they just won't let me even upload the video. They just reject it. So I don't know if it's so weird how, I don't know if they can tell in a second it's about them or something or what it is, but man, it's so weird.
Do you have the word YouTube or So Many Black Girls in the title or the description?
No, it just says sequence, like 01, like that's the name of the video. They won't even let me name it yet. It just blocks it. It's so weird, but.
So you get some kind of message that just says,
as soon as you upload it, as soon as I upload, before I can type in and change the title, it just goes to a different page. It says the server has rejected the file. And then if you read the guide, they're giving you some tips and stuff, and it says, "Is this video the proper form?" And I hit yes, and it asks you a bunch of other questions. And it's all correct. And then they say, and then it says, sorry, we don't know what to tell you. And I did research and all that. But it's fine. I mean, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I tried.
Just out of curiosity, we can move on, but I'm just curious. Did you try and change it to a different file format?
Yeah, I did. I changed it to AVI, and that didn't work either. And I also changed the sequence settings, and I tried to upload it three times on three different things. It doesn't work, so. Maybe it's the account. Maybe they blocked me from uploading videos or something for a while. I don't know.
Yes. That's interesting. Is it a really long video?
It's 3 minutes.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a mystery, but I'll try again. I still have it. Not that it matters at this point, but yeah.
It's very important. I wish there was a number to call YouTube. I would even give them a call and just say, ask them what's going on.
I'm like, hey, what's YouTube? What are you guys, a bunch of black girls or something? You can't let me upload this video?
Yeah, YouTube is run exclusively by black girls.
That's a little bit racist, sir.
So I assume there are some clips of So Many Black Girls on YouTube somewhere. Or So Many White Guys, rather.
Yeah.
Did you submit your podcast to the Google Play Store?
No.
I wonder if they would take it off of there since technically it's still Google.
Well, apparently it promotes hate and violence. That's why YouTube took it down.
I mean, so I listened. I get how people might think some of the stuff you said was racist in terms of something about like black girls being loud and stuff, but definitely wasn't anything inciting violence. And
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're a racist person. I'm saying somebody could interpret it that way. Do you consider yourself a racist person?
I would say yes, only because according because everyone's considered a little bit racist.
Right.
So according to that, then yeah. And because if you don't believe in like super liberal politics, like you have to say Trump is bad. You have to trash him. You have to say not. I mean, he says dumb shit and everything. But I'm talking about you have to be like, oh, Donald Trump. Be one of these. And if you don't do that, it seems like then people are like, oh, so you believe that he should deport people? You believe in that racist? You believe he should grab women by the pussy? Oh my God. So it's like, yeah, by 2008 standards, everyone's considered racist. So I consider myself a racist person, even though. I don't know.
Okay. Well, did you say something about all black girls eat, what's it, all black girls eat chicken or something, or
I
all black
did say that.
girls? Right. So when you said all, is that what you meant,
I don't
or
know
were
if I
you?
said all or I said most, but something like that, yeah. But once again, I mean, I'm just trying to get some feedback, and I can't even get feedback. I just uploaded episode 2 this past weekend. It's on the iTunes up there, so I haven't got any feedback of yet. But I was surprised that Apple actually approved it. I was like, "That's why I did it." I was like, "There's no way they're going to approve this," and they did. And I was like, "Oh, okay." So it's weird that Apple approves it, but YouTube doesn't.
I guess Apple is more open-minded than Google.
So did you watch any movies lately?
I want to check. I believe the name of the movie I watched is My Name is Zucchini.
Did you watch it though? Or you just want to watch it?
Yes. No, I did watch it.
Oh, you did.
Yes, okay. My Life as a Zucchini is the name of the movie.
Okay, so like I said, I mean, I don't know what's gonna. I was thinking, should we do the TV movie experts? Because I don't. I'm not sure. Once again, it might just. Bill Miller's definitely not gonna be on Thursday, and then I don't know. Will Fitz is gonna be on, so I
Is
don't.
Bill busy today? Is that why he's not calling in
Oh, I
to
don't
be
know.
on the TV
I
experts?
think he assumed we weren't doing his show because maybe we said we're gonna do it next Thursday, but.
Oh.
I could have texted him, but it's fine. I mean, I don't want. Once again, I don't want to force it. I think it's actually good we're doing a show because. Just us because we can stay on topic, but no offense to him. I love having him on the show, but I'm saying that it's rare we get to do a show ourselves. But yeah, so I don't know if we should save it for Thursday when if Will Fitz is on, because if it's just us two, I guess it won't matter. So what do you think? Should we do it tonight or not?
Are you saying there's no chance of them being there?
Well, Bill
Here's
Miller's definitely not going to be
the
there.
thing. I only watched the Zucchini movie, and it's like 1 hour and 7 minutes long. So if we do it on Thursday, I can watch another movie.
Well, not another movie. I mean, shows. You got show. I got a bunch of stuff just myself that I've been
Yeah.
watching.
Well, we
So,
could talk about that.
all right. Well, I guess we could do it twice because we don't have listeners yet. So, doesn't matter. Okay. So this is another installment of TV and Movie Experts, Mr. Josh Jack and Mr. B Lion, here. To talk about some more TVs and shows, and I want to say that I tried to get through this movie, and I want you to watch it, and maybe I might influence you a little, but I hope I don't. It's you might have heard of it. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called The Comedian with Robert De Niro.
Oh my God, that's the movie that I've been wanting to watch for the longest time. Is that the movie with Rupert Pupkin?
I think so, but listen, this movie is so bad. I got through a half an hour of it and I turned it off. So I never seen a movie about comedy, stand-up comedy, that I couldn't get through. So I got through half an hour. I should go back and rewatch it. Pretty much, it takes place like I guess back in the older days. I forgot what the comedian he's supposed to be playing, but he's on stage in the beginning, and he used to be an actor as a kid. He was a child actor. Now he's a comedian, and this guy is heckling him. He's like, "Come on, pal, we didn't come here to see this new shit. We want to see we want to see Eddie. You want to show Eddie?" And he goes, "Well," so he starts fucking with the guy. So they have a video camera. They start videotaping him, and he gets pissed. He goes, "You're videotaping me?" So he goes in the audience, and then the guy does something to him, throws something at him. So he beats the guy up. The guy takes him to court. He ends up going to jail. So the beginning was actually okay. But Robert De Niro was a great actor, but in this movie, his acting, even as a comedian, he's just shit. Like, he's on stage, and he's just so not funny, and even though he's pretending to be an old-timer comedian, and then, his brother, Danny DeVito, is his brother in the movie, and he's fucking, and all the jokes in the movie are just really bad, you know what I mean? Like, they're not even funny, even when he fucks with people, and I got through a half an hour of it, and I turned it off.
Okay, so this actually, I'm looking at this and it looks like it got a 24% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, and it's like
He's an
usually any movie about stand-up is usually good. It's just that even when he's on stage, I know he's not a comedian, but it's like you don't even feel it. It's just like it's just not good. And it's just the jokes in the movie are not even bad. Maybe it's because it's supposed to be. I'm ahead of my. If this is how comedy was back in the days, and man, thank God I wasn't born back in the 70s or 80s. It stunk, man. It's just dry jokes. Just really stinky, you know. I mean, I should go back and just when I get a chance to see if I can get through the whole movie. And I think it's a 2 hour movie. It's long. And I only got through a half an hour.
So it was what I feel like I would be able to get through it because I kind of get this enjoy this weird enjoyment out of shitty movies.
But it was but I do too. And it wasn't even cheesy bad where it's like, oh, this is so bad, I gotta keep watching. It was just bad.
Looks like Jeff Ross was one of the writers.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, so I didn't look up who
So a
wrote it.
comedian couldn't even write a good movie about a comedian.
But once again, I mean, that's just my opinion. I didn't watch the whole thing, so. But yeah, it was just a half an hour and it was just bad. And also, I tried to check out some new shows. I checked out these two shows on Showtime. One is called Smilf, Single Mother, I Like the Fuck. It's this white chick. And it's kind of like, she is a single mom, obviously. Now, the first episode, I only got through 15 minutes and I turned it off. Maybe I was in a bad mood that night and I was just turning everything off. But when I saw Rosie O'Donnell in the movie, not to say I hate Rosie O'Donnell, I just got turned off immediately. I don't know why. I was like, ugh. But she's in the movie and she's trying to get laid and she's like sexually frustrated, but she has a kid. And I think she's like she still lives with her baby's daddy or something, and he gets pussy and she masturbates or something like that, and then guys are turned off to her because she has a kid and they don't want to get involved with her. I got through like 15-20 minutes of that episode and turned it off, and then I try to watch this show called The Chi, Shi, like Chicago. I think it's supposed to be like Black Shameless.
Oh.
Well, they don't call it that, but that's my definition. Cause I couldn't get I. Once again, maybe I was just in an impatient mood that day. I got through 2 minutes and I turned it off. I don't know why. It was like a trans. It was like a transgender teen. Like it looked like a black girl lesbian, and she pulls up to the store on a bike, and she's like, "Hey, yo, what's up, man? Can I get some beef jerky?" And he's like, "You gotta pay full price." She's like, "Yeah, but if I give you," and I was just like, I don't know why it bothered me. I just turned it off. I think I'm just, I'm like the worst critic ever. I'm like, this shit ain't entertaining me. I'm just turning it off.
Well, so you watch all of those in the same night.
Yeah, but see, I didn't get through
We ever
all of it.
the halo effect where one thing is bad, so everything else you do around that time is also bad? I wonder if the first movie was so shitty, that it took away your ability to enjoy anything else.
Well, it is possible. I watched this on a fr I stayed in Friday night and I wanted to go out, but because of the weather, the wind, I stayed in. So maybe that's why I was maybe mad because I had to stay in. I don't know. So what was the movie you watched?
Sure. So I watched My Life as a Zucchini. But I real quick, I just wanted to mention, I don't know if you know about this, the movie I was talking about with Rupert Pupkin, because you were saying that Robert De Niro played a comedian. I was thinking that you were talking about King of Comedy. Have you ever seen that movie?
I don't think so.
So that's from 1982. Robert De Niro plays Rupert Pupkin, and that movie actually got a 90%. So I'm
Oh.
curious, in the newer movie, did it seem like he did a bad job, or was it more the writing?
I don't think he did too much of a bad job. It was just that, it wasn't funny, but that's just my taste. But I didn't watch the whole movie, so I mean, I have to fast
Right,
forward a half an hour.
the old one was a Scorsese movie, so no wonder it was better than the fucking whoever made this one.
All right, so what about the zucchini?
Sure, so I watched My Life as a Zucchini, and it's this stop motion cartoon. It's on Netflix, and it's strange because this listing that I was looking at said that all these different American actors did the voice. And maybe there's two different versions out there, but the one I watched was in French and there were subtitles. So, I mean, that right there, usually I don't bother watching a movie if I have to read, because I'm not watching a movie to read. This movie came out in 2016. Looks like it got, well, I don't see a Rotten Tomatoes rating. 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Wow. It's pretty much, see, I don't know. I never know how much to say about TV and movies without spoiling it. So I guess I'll just say spoiler alert for the listeners. And it's about 1 hour and 7 minutes. It's about this kid who lived at home with his mom. His mom is clearly this abusive mother of some kind. And he's in the attic. And something happens. And his mom ends up dying. So he has to go to this home for orphan children, and it's like a story about him trying to fit in, and there's this bully there, and he meets this girl. I realized that in my summary of it, I really don't have much to say other than the fact that the animation was great. It's like, you ever watch any kind of, I'm sure you've seen some kind of stop motion film before, say like you ever seen like Wallace and Gromit or Chicken Run or even Robot Chicken?
I haven't watched an animation film in a while. And it seems like this is the second one in a row you watched, because the last one you watched, didn't you watch the Emoji Movie? So you're
Yeah, you
most.
know what? I really am a child.
Yeah.
I really am. Yeah, so it's a good movie. I forget why his nickname was Zucchini.
How many
It's
Doritos
got
would you give
this.
this?
Out of, are we going
Five.
5? I would say that 5 Doritos. It's a
Wow.
solid movie. Yes, it's solid. It's really good. It's short, so if you have a short attention span, you will have an easy time with this one. Oh, you know what? And one of the scenes I liked was when the kids were talking about sex. They were, I don't know how old the kids are supposed to be because they're really cartoony, but their like lack of understanding sex was pretty funny. Like they thought when a guy comes that his dick actually explodes. It was pretty funny. So there it was a good balance of sincerity, like emotional story with humor. Thought it was pretty good. Trying to think. Oh, I watched after the Oscars last night, there was a new show called Sundays with Alec Baldwin. The two people he was, it's basically a long form interview show. So there's no talk show bits like what you have on a show, say like Jimmy Fallon with the game show stuff and the monologue and all that, and the formality of the desk and the suit and all that stuff. It's just two people sitting across from each other, like Barbara Walters style, except it's like a fun conversation. So he was interviewing Jerry Seinfeld and Kate McKinnon. And I feel like Alec Baldwin is actually a good host for this show because he was willing, like, they got into real topics. Like, they were talking about Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein. Jerry was great on the show. Jerry said the same thing that I did because we're both great comedians. He said that, and I'm being sarcastic for the listener, but he said that he thinks that this show is going to be a real success. And I agree. Because people listen to podcasts and watch podcasts because they want a real conversation. They want something longer than the 5 minutes or 10 minutes you get on a talk show, like The Tonight Show, etc. And this is just simply people sitting down, having a conversation, nothing fancy, nothing special. And I really think that people are going to enjoy it, and I'll probably check it out. In the future. Does this sound like a type of show that you would see yourself watching?
I mean, probably not. I don't watch interview shows really, like,
You listen to podcast, like you listen to, how often do you listen to Howard Stern?
I listen to him whenever he's on, but I fast forward the celebrity interviews. Well, 'cause his interviews have changed. He doesn't ask the hard-hitting questions. Like, the last interview he did was with Jennifer Lawrence, and she's this hot chick, and she was just born. I was kind of listening to her, and she's not interested, but I guess it's not her fault. She was born this hot rich chick, and she's famous and all that, and she didn't have to work for nothing. But I don't know, I mean, I listened to it and it was hard for me to get through it. I kind of zoned out, but I listen to interviews on podcasts mostly, yeah. But as far as watching like a tonight, like a You can see it, right? It's not audio. You can see it. Dialect Baldwin.
Right.
Yeah, as far
But
as we.
there's, you can see it, but it's not like a formulaic, like Tonight Show.
Yeah.
It's more like, imagine like Barbara Walters or somebody
Yeah.
sitting down, or even, what's his name, before he got ousted for the sexual scandal, Charlie Rose. That idea where, like, they'll talk about stuff, show a few clips. Honestly, they could probably release it as a podcast because there's nothing inherently visual about it that you would have to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I might like it. Who knows? I might check it out. But I don't know. I don't really watch like even Tonight shows or anything or interviews unless something really is a clip or something and it's really interesting. But who knows? I might like it. I don't know. Don't plan to check it out, but maybe I might.
Here's a question. If you were forced to watch a talk show, one of those Tonight Show style talk shows, every night for the rest of your life, what show would you pick?
I don't know because I don't watch any of them. I don't know who's better, like Kimmel or Colbert or Seth Meyers. They all seem like liberal douchebags. They all just do Trump jokes over and over. I don't know.
Say, like, I feel like the person that I think has the most integrity is Jimmy Kimmel. Like, he went on to Jay Leno's show to bash him for taking Conan's spot. Look, yes, people make. I'm actually not too familiar with Jimmy Kimmel's Trump stuff. Not everybody's a huge Trump fan like you, though.
Huh. I'm a big
Did
fan
you
of
vote
his
in the
work.
election? Did you
What?
vote for, did you vote in the presidential election?
I didn't vote for anybody.
No.
Oh yeah, I got to see John Claude Van Johnson. I got the
Yeah.
whole first season. I already got to watch two episodes last night, and I gotta tell you, I like it. It's a good show. Because it's just John Claude is pretty much he's really got a good sense of humor about making fun of himself. He's like this, he's a washed up actor, and he decides to get back into acting. But at the same time, he's on a secret mission to take down this thing, and he's and he's going on these missions with this chick he's in love with, who they broke up, and they're making fun of his acting, like he can't do the split anymore because he's too old. He can barely do his famous roundhouse kicks. He makes fun of his movies, even though they were a success. And I'm really liking it. And I watched the first two episodes. I think Will Fitz said it's canceled already, but I'm looking forward to watching the next four episodes.
So, if you're someone who doesn't have the means to get this in an illegal fashion, what network is this on?
I think it's Netflix. No, actually, no. I think it's either YouTube Red. Will Fitz said it's YouTube Red, I think. But I could be wrong. It's either YouTube Red or Netflix.
Did James Vanderbeek do a similar show? Not obviously with the kind of martial arts type of thing, but making fun of his past career sounds kind of familiar to me.
He might have. I never heard of it. I only heard of this one. But yeah, I think it is YouTube Red, because that's where I first heard. Yeah, it is YouTube Red, because that's where I first saw the preview. I remember I saw it on YouTube, and then I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And then I also
So,
walking.
if you're not someone who knows his career too well, is this something you can still get into?
Yeah, you can. I mean, it would help a little bit more, but yeah, it would be. I mean, it would help a little bit, but it would be good. It's still good. I think you're still liking it. Because once again, he makes fun of himself, and it's really cool the way they add the special effects in, that he fucks up, and then they have to cut, and it's just him holding like a fan or something, and and it's just it's pretty good. Also, oh yeah, I forgot. I saw this movie called The Big Sick. It's pretty much it's amazing. I watched a comedian movie, and I watched a half an hour of that, like I said. And then I watched this movie. Now, this movie is a Judd Apatow movie, I believe. And it's about a Pakistani guy. And he is a comedian, a stand-up comedian. And he's also an Uber driver. And the premise of the movie is he meets this American white girl at a stand-up show. He has a one-night stand with her. They start dating. They start liking each other. But he's also his parents, they're very religious. They're trying to do the whole arranged marriage thing, so they keep bringing these girls over. And then the girl gets sick. She has some sort of lung failure. So he goes to the, so they end up, before that happened, they end up breaking up, because he says that she finds out he lied. He said that, hey, my parents want to fix me up with a Hindu girl, whatever, arranged marriage. She said, "You lied on it." So she gets mad, but then she gets sick. So she tells her parents about it, and then he goes to the hospital for days. And the girl's mom is kind of mad at him and stuff, but he's trying to get along with the parents. They start bonding and getting along, and the movie wasn't that funny, but you know what? I'll get more into it, but I would give it 3.3 out of 5. It did get better. It is a good movie. It's like a romantic comedy. So pretty much, the only part that made me laugh in the movie was one of his comedy friends is on stage, and he says, "Anybody here out of town?" And the girl's parents clap. They went to go see the show to get a distraction, because they're. And he goes, "Oh, so what are you in town for?" And the mom goes, "Oh, my daughter's in a coma." And it just gets really quiet. He goes, "Oh," and he just goes to the next person. "Oh, what are you here for?" I thought that was funny. Other than that, movie was not hilariously funny. There's a few chuckles in it. So long story short, what happens is the girl wakes up out of the coma, and he's like, "Oh, that's great," and everything. And she's like, "Oh, I don't like you. You're a piece of shit." She turns out to be a cunt. She's like, "You hurt me and everything. Get out." So, his parents kick him out of the family, because, he doesn't want to do the arranged marriage thing. So, yeah, he ends up, he just says to his family, "Look, I'm moving to New York to be a comedian." And then he moves to New York, and then the chick, she visits him, and I guess they end up together, whatever.
So I don't know if you know this, but I haven't seen the movie, but the guy star in the movie, Kumail Nanjiani, It's it's a true story about his life. I'm sure there might be. Have you ever watched Silicon Valley, by the way? Because he's on that show too.
Oh no, I is that what TJ Miller used to be on that? No, I wanted to, I think I watched one episode, half of an episode, but I didn't really get into it.
Feel like people either love or hate TJ Miller. Do you find him annoying?
I don't know. I don't know too much about, like, I know who he is. I remember the first thing I heard about him was he read a review. I mean, he wrote an article about Dane Cook. Did you hear about this? This was years
Oh,
ago.
yes.
They,
Yes.
when the
He saw
Batman
him
thing came
at
out,
the comic store.
the Batman thing came out, Dane Cook made a Batman joke or something. He was also like shitting on women too. And the jokes weren't even that vicious. And TJ Miller was like, oh, he bumped us all. And he was just up there. He hates women and he needs to get therapy. And I think Jim Norton actually stood up for Dane Cook. He was like, everyone gets bumped, you know, relax, whatever. That was the first time I think I heard of him. And I try to watch his show on Comedy Central when he dresses up like that Ninja Turtle thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I didn't see that show.
There's a show, I don't know what it's called, but I think he's kind of ripping off Eric Andre a little bit, except he looks like this. It's like a monster interviewing people, but he does the voice.
Oh, Gore Burger.
Yeah,
Yes.
it looks like kind of like Eric Andre type of thing. I tried to watch one episode of that, couldn't get through the whole thing. I don't have a problem with TJ Miller at all, but you know, some I imagine some comics don't, you know, like him.
But yeah, I remember that incident you're talking about, and I listened to Dane Cook actually went on to Joe Rogan's show, and I thought it was bullshit that he would like talk about his material, but I think it was clearly just a an anger because he got bumped. I really think that's all it was. Anyway, Silicon Valley, it's a show that I enjoy, but I don't know if that's just because I'm in like really into technology.
Yeah. And,
I'll have to check. Yeah.
oh, go ahead. We gotta check out.
Well, I was just gonna ask you. I'll ask you this at the end. The shows that all of the shows that you had mentioned. Yeah, I'll ask you that at the
You
end.
say you gotta check out what?
Well, I'm gonna check out a few of the shows. So you
Oh.
watched Median, you watched The Chi, you watched Jean-Claude Van Johnson. The
Yeah.
Big Sick. Was there another show in there that you had watched or movie?
Smilf, that's a Showtime.
MILF. That sounds horrible.
Also, Walking Dead is back on. Just watched the second episode. It's one of those shows that it's kind of like, it's just a full circle type of show. I mean, like, one of the main characters dies, and it's supposed to be like this big thing, like, oh, whoa, and then they can meet new characters that come along, and then, you know, they build your, then they die, and then it's supposed to be, it's just, it gets repetitive, but it's still a good show, but it's kind of like, all right, we get it, you know, it's like they're in a zombie apocalypse, and, you know, it's just, they're trying to get this real life back together, a civilization, and it's still a good show. I'm not gonna trash it, but it's the eighth season, almost ninth
Is
season,
one of
so.
those, is it one of those shows that's more about the visuals than, like, that's more important than the actual story?
Well, it's based on a comic book, but I'm not sure how much is in there. But they just killed off one of the main characters in the first episode of the season, and now they're, you know, going around. And of course, I'm still watching Crashing. I just watched the eighth episode of that today, with the roast battle. There was a roast battle with Pete Holmes and his girlfriend in the show, and it was actually a pretty good episode. Not every episode is good, but this episode was good.
I
So
haven't seen that one yet. Was that the one that came right after the one that where they went to the NACA, the college
yeah.
convention?
So
Okay.
that's so yeah, this is yeah, so this is the one after. So I just watched that today. And it was a good episode. I'm still into the show. And it just made me realize when I was watching The Comedian and I was watching The Big Sick, I was like, God, like, why is comedy's always been out there? Why is it now all of a sudden people are fascinated by it? You know, like now these shows and movies and everything. It's like, it's crazy, but I don't know.
You think there's more? Oh, you're talking about like shows about stand-up comedy?
Yeah, like, you know, like it was like Louis, that was years ago, and then And then once again, now Crashing, and then then other movies like The Comedian and stuff, and comedies in it and stuff. It's I don't know. It's always been popular, but it seems like, I don't know, just now it's just people just get more ideas to do movies and shows about it.
Well, you were saying that over the last few years, that even doing like open mics, that the amount of people going to shows has increased a lot. So maybe there's just a lot more interest in stand-up comedy these days than there used to be.
I don't know if it's people are interested in, but I think there's more a lot more people doing comedy, and a lot more people now with the internet doing it, so it's just a
I mean,
higher
there's
de
these. Aren't there like 52 stand-up specials coming out this year on Netflix? Like some crazy amount?
I think there is, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen any stand-up specials lately?
No, I mean, the weird thing is, I think I was watching. Listen to comedy CDs and watching comedy still when I started comedy for like the first year or two, and then I stopped. And it wasn't even about stealing material because I never did it. It was just more about just even if I go to one or two open mics a week, I usually stay for the whole show. So I guess because of that, I get enough of it. You know what I mean? It's like every once in a while I'll listen to a stand-up album, like only very few. Like I listened to Otto and George. That's one of my favorite CDs, and I put it on, and I was half asleep, but I was still laughing because it's just him on stage with his puppet Otto, and he's just going off and his filthy jokes and stuff, and it's so funny. And I go back and listen to an album once in a while, but I don't watch comedy specials anymore.
You know, I stopped. By the way, I have to check out Otto and George. I know so many people who, say that he's hilarious.
Yeah, it's called A Boy in His Log. That's his comedy album. It's real funny.
Boy, it's log. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. So you watch enough stand-up at open mics, so you're like, I don't need to watch Dave Chappelle. I watch Gary with his jokes about his dick or something.
Yeah, I watched Bill Miller do an alien nigger joke. That's good enough for me. Like, as
Yeah.
far as, like, I don't mind listening to a classic comedy album, like I said, like once in a while. But as far as stand-up specials, I don't know. I think it's because they just give everybody, it seems like, a stand-up special these days. Not everybody, but a lot of people. And I just don't have the interest. Like, I think when I was addicted to it, I used to watch all the Comedy Central Presents. And then I think the last season I watched, I think around the time I started comedy, I didn't find hardly anybody funny. I don't know if his comedy was changing or what it was, but I didn't find anybody laugh out loud funny. I don't know if it's because I got older or it was what it was, and I think I just lost interest. And the only specials I want to see, because I hear people talking about it, is Dave Chappelle. I didn't see his first Netflix comedy special, and then he just put out two more, and I love
Yes,
Dave
you put
Chappelle.
out last year you put out two, and this year you put out two.
So I think I want to see at least one of those. But I still haven't even. I think I was going to do that actually when I was pirating some stuff, but I totally forgot. But I think he's the only person I think I want to check out just because his two specials, Killing Them Softly, and For What It's Worth, are some of my favorite actual comedy specials out there. Just the material is so sharp and funny that I would love to watch it, but I haven't yet.
Okay. Yeah, personally, I want to check out Chris Rock special at some point. But yeah,
Do you
do you have
have
anything
anything?
else before we wrap this up? That's all I have today.
Yeah, so we covered a lot here. So if anybody has any opinions or topics or any movies or shows to check out, please email us at TLNDshow@outlook.com. And let us know. And let us know what you've been watching and what you movies you think suck and all that stuff. This has been TV and Movie Experts.
All
Okay,
right.
well, we
So, how
got.
much time do you have tonight? You say you want to do a shorter show, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, just because we're doing less topics, but I mean, I don't. Do you have anything for the this podcast is art?
Let's see. I mean, mostly I have questions about like making. I have some que I have a handful of questions for
You're
you.
interviewing me about stand-up.
Topics to ponder.
You're interviewing me about stand-up like I'm some legend.
No, well, I had some questions for Will Fitz too. He's
Oh
my.
yeah. So maybe we should save that for Thursday. I'm not sure if he's gonna show up.
Yeah, we can save that
All
one.
right, so let's just do crazy tech news, and I guess that's it.
Right.
Let's see. Let me go to my little website here, The Verge. Haven't been here in a while. Okay, so why don't you intro this one?
Welcome to Crazy Tech News. You won't even imagine how crazy this tech news is. Okay? Just wait. Listen, hold on to your seat. You're probably listening to this on technology. Actually, you have to be, because how else would you listen to this show? Thank you for listening. Wait, it's not the end, it's the beginning of the show. This is B Lion and Josh Jack, and this is Crazy Tech News.
Yeah, so you're making fun of the title of the show. Do you feel like the topics are not that
Okay, so
crazy?
I've asked you, I think on the last two episodes of this show, and I don't think I got an answer that I quite understood. I asked you, is the name of the show just the name, or are we trying to find the craziest technology stories out there?
It's just a name for a show, but I mean, a
Okay.
lot of these topics are crazy.
A lot of them are crazy. So what topics do you have today? I have a few here, but you can
Well,
tell
it
me what you've
says
got.
that Chinese social media platform WeChat reaches 1 billion accounts worldwide. But aren't there lots of billions of people in China? So, I mean, that's not a lot for China. China?
Well, I mean, it's 1/7 of the world, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, there are a ton of Chinese people.
Yes. Oh, we don't mean that in a racist way. We mean that in a great way. Because Chinese people don't talk during the movies, they don't mug and rape whitey. So, in other words, they're fine. Unlike some other
Plus,
racists.
exactly. Exactly.
Let's see this. This is interesting. Pizza Hut's Pie Tops 2 sneakers can order pizza and pause your TV. I like these red Pizza Hut kicks. Actually, the style, the design. You gotta see these. Actually, the style design of these kicks are not that bad. Like, they're red. They kind of look like basketball shoes. They got straps on them. It says pizza on the end. I don't care about actually the pizza and the pause your TV. I actually just thinking about copping the pair, man, just to rock. Just
Wow.
because I like pizza.
I have to pull up and take a look at these shoes.
No.
So are these, I think it might be a play on words of the old, weren't there shoes called Sky Tops?
Yeah. I'm reading the comments right now. One is from a guy who called himself Black Dude. Not sure if that's a troll or that's actual Black Dude, but he wrote, "I must own these, dash, though I probably won't." Another guy says, "Canadian work from footy shoes, get off couch, go to the front door to get shoes because you're not wearing them in the living room because you're not an animal. Order pizza, laminate, there's a pause button, not a rewind button. When pizza arrives, repeat 1 and 3." Somebody wrote, "I see Pizza Hut's market department wasn't included in the corporate restructuring." All right.
I think it's brilliant. I love it. They
Yeah.
got a little, so this has some kind of technology in it that you press the button on the tongue and then it orders a pizza.
Yeah.
And this is a legit thing you can buy?
I don't know where you can buy them at. I guess I can. Let me look at the article. I'm not sure.
This is incredible.
It is. So I clicked on the. I guess I can't open it in another tab. Okay. The popular opposite of running shoes, smart shoes that can track your workouts are a new thing. Pizza Hut has created smart shoes that are polar opposite of fitness, the Pie Tops 2, a sequel to last year's Pie Tops thing. So actually, this came out a year ago. This is the second.
I didn't know that. Wow.
And I guess so you can get them in red or you can get them in brown, but the red looks better in my opinion. But despite as a marketing tool, hey, they market yourself.
That's true.
Someone's been listening to the show. It says that
But
through a
yeah.
button built into the tongue of one of the sneakers connects to your phone via Bluetooth, the Pi Tops add additional features to the left shoe, a second button can pause your TV so you can get off your couch and get the pizza.
I have to find out where you can buy these.
I don't know where. Gotta be
It's
Amazon.
good because, I thought that Domino's was getting ahead with all their technology with the voice app and all that stuff. But the Pie Tops, I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I like the name too. That's pretty cool. The
Yeah.
Pie Tops. I can imagine walking down the street and someone like, yo, my nigga, are those the Pie Tops too? And then just beat me up and steal
Yeah, that would be a shame, right?
them.
It'd be a good news story, though. Guy gets beat up. So somebody can steal his pizza ordering shoes.
Yeah, YouTube has added a new AR green screen effect to its stories feature. So I guess you could put.
They have a stories feature on YouTube now?
I don't know if they have it now, but they're probably going to.
Everybody's got stories. It's
Well, I guess they're competing with Instagram. Don't they have Insta stories?
Instagram has stories, Facebook has
So that's
stories,
why they're doing it. They're.
Snapchat has stories.
Yeah.
So they have a green screen type thing, so what, it can like pull out the background?
Yeah,
Is
so I
that the
guess you could put
idea?
a background and stuff like a cloud, and it's working on its own take on stories. They're testing it right now. Google's research blog actually pretty impressive. Blah blah blah. It's not 100% yet, so I guess they're working on it.
That'll be interesting, but fucking unless they allow so many black girls on YouTube, I don't
Now,
even use this.
what do you have anything for this? Oh,
Well, speaking of YouTube, a female Google engineer says that she faced frequent sexual harassment when she was at Google. She says Google is fully aware of sexist behavior, but didn't stop it. So look at these hypocrites.
Yep.
They'll let anything happen inside their company, but they have this fake external mindset of like, oh, we're holier than thou. There's also,
Wait, did you hear that
let
they
me
have a?
see.
It's not. This isn't a joke. They had a rule that if you work for Google, you can only ask somebody out one time. Did you hear about that?
Real.
Yeah, it's like a rule is that you can only ask somebody out one time, and if they say no, that's it. You can't ask. They only have a one ask out policy or something.
Is this new?
I think so. Yeah.
See, that's why that's kind of bullshit, though. It's like they didn't think to do this, but as a reaction to the Me Too movement, now they have to act like they're this enlightened company. I'm starting to really not like YouTube or Google anymore.
Yeah,
It's
I don't think
bullshit.
anybody does yet. We'll still use it to search things and
I know, I'm looking through
Well,
Google News on my Google phone bashing Google. It's absurd. It's like the thing you can't get away from. Apparently, have you heard about this, folks? People at Apple's Apple Park campus. I don't know if you've seen Apple Park. It's basically this huge circular building. It's probably cost billions of dollars, and all the walls are glass, and there are these glass, there's the glass walls, but there's also the glass automatic windows, and or automatic doors rather, and people are walking straight into the walls because they think they're automatic doors that are going to open. So there's been several 911 calls related to this. Just people just keep walking into the glass walls. And
wow.
I heard th so they're basically like pigeons walking into walls. I heard what happened was their head designer, Johnny Ive. I don't know if this is true, but I heard that people were going to put these safety stickers up to like warn people and let them know this is actually a door, this isn't. But he said that that wasn't elegant enough, it wasn't pretty enough, so they couldn't do that.
Damn. Yeah, I remember when I first moved into my house. This is true. We have a kitchen deck, and I think it was like my first or second day, and I didn't even know the screen was open. I walked right into it, and it didn't hurt, but it just felt dumb, just a bonehead thing to do. And then I made a new friend at school like a month or two later, and he did the same thing. He walked right into it, just like the screen, like boom. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, if it's a door, then maybe that's worse than a screen, because you break your nose or some shit or whatever.
Glass door. I remember somebody was telling a story. It was like, tell your most embarrassing story. And somebody's like, one time I walked into a screen door. And I was thinking, really? That's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in your whole life?
Don't throw stones at a glass door. What was that? I don't know.
I think that's the phrase. I think
Yeah.
that's the slogan.
Yep.
Did you hear about the light phone too?
No, I haven't heard about the light phone.
So, it's a minimalist phone. It uses that technology that the Kindle uses, the e-paper. So it has a super long battery life, and there's not much to it. You can text, you can make calls, and not much else. I guess it's for people who can't really handle social media and all that stuff. And they say that people are more depressed these days because of phones.
I thought that the lit phone was like a phone to get you drunk. Like it's just tell like it gives you like a different like you just you know they tell you what you should drink today. Like should I drink Jägermeister today or should I drink pineapple schnapps?
That will be coming soon from Crazy Tech News
Oh.
headquarters, the lit phone.
Yeah, it's not out of the ordinary these days with all these wacky apps and such, apps that, get people laid and get people threesomes and all this other stuff. It shouldn't be that wacky.
You know what? With this age of vapes and stuff, it would be pretty reasonable to make an e, what do they call them? A weed vape, like a pot oil vape that's also a smartphone. We just have to come up with a clever name for it. I guess lit phone could work for that too. I don't know.
I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else for tech news?
Let's take a look. Silicon Valley placed a hidden message in its season 5 trailer. Well, I haven't seen it, but I'll have to check out the trailer. Android P is coming out later this month. I don't know if you know this, but each Android update, they name it after a different tasty treat, as they say. So, for example, Android Gingerbread, Honeycomb, Ice Cream Sandwich, Lollipop, Marshmallow, Nougat, Oreo. Next is going to be P. What do you think Android P is going to be called? Do you have any predictions?
No.
I want to say Android Praline. And I'm not even sure what a praline is.
And you said Android?
Yeah.
Android, prostate.
Prostate.
'Cause all the
Yeah,
chocolates and
so
snacks
it's the treat.
get clogged in your ass.
Poop stories. Anything else?
No, I don't have anything else. I'm all out of crazy tech news.
So crazy, I can't even believe we got through it. I thought I was gonna have a heart attack here, or a breakdown or something. So this has been Crazy Tech News. Thank you for listening. Email us at TLNDshow@outlook.com. We are going to be on Google Play Music soon enough, as long as they don't decide to take us off of there, as they've been doing with other shows. So you'll be able to, all you Android users out there will be able to check it out there. Check it out on Pocket Casts and iTunes, of course. This has been Crazy Tech News with B Lion and Josh Jack. Thanks for listening.
All right, very nice. So that will be the end of this episode. Once again, this Thursday, there's supposed to be a crazy snowstorm Tuesday night / Wednesday morning. So we should still be there. Not sure if we're going to have any guests. There might just be just us two. If Will Fitz is there, he's welcome to join, or he might not. He might just want to get liquored up at the bar. That's his choice, if he's even there. And you said you're working on an audience. Did you say that? When you say audience, you mean just Enob and some other random person?
So, all right. So I haven't figured out yet if I'm going to do this or not. I wasn't, you mentioned that you think it might make us kind of self-conscious or something, since we're still working on the show. So I don't know. It made me think maybe we shouldn't do it yet. But I'll talk to some people and see if they're interested. I know my friend Justin expressed some interest in coming down to check it out. But yeah, it would honestly, I don't have like a bunch of people who would come see it. So it'd probably just be like Enom, maybe Justin, and maybe like one other person.
Yeah, I was thinking we could get someone to maybe film it, because like my camera only has maybe a half an hour to an hour of like battery and SD card, you know, space. But maybe for like the first hour, we could get someone to film each person talking, and then, you know, maybe to get some more views, so that way there's a visual in the showroom, and then maybe then after that, just put the regular picture up that we use, the banner, for the rest of the episode. This is a long show, and I don't know, maybe try that out for one episode to just see if we could get more views. If not,
I was thinking about that. Now, my question is Andy Scarpatti going to be okay with us using the Comedy Cabaret stage on a video?
No, we're not going to be on stage. I mean, just in the room. I mean, if we could do it okay. Like that. Yeah. But Dr. so anyways, hypnosis and comedian specialist. We should ask him to hypnotize us to success.
That would be great.
Like, you should say, hey, hypnotize me since I'm so negative. And then, like, Office Space, I wake up and I'm laid back and relaxed.
That would be great. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Maybe on a future show, we'll have him call in. I don't know.
Yep. Ask him why he doesn't promote the room. Well, this has been TLND episode, I believe, 17. And thank you all for listening. And we hope to do episode 18. This Thursday live, the Northeast Cabaret. If you're listening and you want to be in the audience, or you want to just be a guest, will be the show will be starting around 7:45, 8-ish, and it'll be going to about 10:15. So from like 8 to 10, let's say, this Thursday, the 8th, at the Northeast Comedy Cabaret at the Boulevard, stop by, have a drink with us, chat, be an audience member, laugh at all of our shitty jokes. Mr. Josh Jack and Mr. B. Lyon, anything else you want to say to the wonderful people?
Thanks for listening. Honestly, I can't even believe we made it to 17 episodes. It's already exceeded my expectations.
And we only argued on 17 of the 17 episodes, but that's pretty good. All right, see you guys on the next one.